Coming to you live from your subconscious, this is Thought Bomb Radio, shock and awe for the mind, a service of Coalition for Free Thought and Media, for the people, by the people, independent news for real people, written by the people, read by the people. And this is Jay Shaft, I'm the editor of Coalition for Free Thought and Media, and I'm also the investigative reporter. I'm wearing many hats right now. And the interview you're about to hear is a follow-up interview. This is with Christopher Gorman, who was a specialist who has now been reduced to a PFC. He is a conscientious objector serving in Camp Kalsu in Iraq with the 4th Infantry Division. And this interview is being attached to the first interview with his wife, Heather Gorman. And please listen to this interview first. If you have not listened to the other interview, listen to this one first and then go back and listen to his wife. Talk about all the other things that have been going on. I'm not going to belabor the issue. I'm just going to let Chris talk about what happened. I interviewed him from Camp Kalsu on Thursday morning, and this is his own words. This is a soldier in Iraq that's refusing to carry a weapon because he does not want to kill innocent civilians. He believes as a Christian that he should not have to carry a weapon into combat. He is still doing his job. He's taking food and batteries around to the people on his base, and he's basically just telling them that he does not want to have the opportunity or thought that he would have killed a civilian or would kill a civilian or an innocent. And from all the soldiers I've interviewed over the last few years, approximately 80% say that the civilian casualties were the biggest contributing factor to them having PTSD or combat stress. One in three soldiers returning from Iraq is now being diagnosed with PTSD or combat stress disorder or mental problems relating from war. One in every three soldiers, and it may be as many as one in every two soldiers. In other words, 50% at least of all soldiers that are serving in Iraq will have some kind of mental problems or readjustment problems or PTSD, and that's not even talking about the medical conditions, the physical conditions these guys are going to be having problems with. There's quite over 25,000 soldiers have been evacuated from Iraq with mental stress disorder, PTSD, or failure to adapt to the military because they've just gone crazy in combat. It's getting to be a bigger issue every day, and they're redeploying soldiers. They're sending soldiers back to Iraq that are on medication, that are in the middle of counseling sessions right now, and they are sending them back into combat, which was what caused their stress and their trauma. And as I said, from about 80% of the soldiers I've spoken to, they said that seeing civilians die or killing a civilian or firing into a crowd was the cause of their PTSD or the issue that broke them and made them lose them. There's guys losing their minds in combat now, folks. I don't know if you're aware of it, but there are people committing suicide in Iraq every day. There are people over there, soldiers, who cannot take the stress anymore, and they are overdosing on the medication they've sent them back with. There is a report I have put out for the last year documenting almost 100 incidences that could be classified as suicide. There's a real good thing to look for. It's called non-combat gunshot wound. And from somebody at Pentagon and CENTCOM, they said 90% of the time that is either a suicide or a homicide. And there's no questioning that. I've proven this. I have a background article that I've put out that shows the rate of suicide in the military is being hidden. This is some of the result of this: civilian casualties, seeing children dead, seeing children maimed, seeing children crying for their dead parents, starving on the side of the road when the convoys go by. It's causing soldiers who have children to lose their minds and not come back. They come back home and they are not the same person. And Chris Gorman, in the face of extreme military harassment, has refused to carry a weapon and take the chance that he might cause a civilian death. He is refusing to fight this war based upon his Christian principles and his beliefs in thou shalt not kill. And he says this war is based on lies. It's an ungodly war. And I think you need to hear it in his own voice, folks. You can hear this man's dedication come through. And I just want to let everybody have an experience of knowing a CO personally. People don't know what a conscientious objector is all about. They're told that these guys are cowards. They're afraid to fight. And I have to say, Chris Gorman is not going to be able to come home from Iraq probably before his tour is over with. He has been refused the right to be a conscientious objector at the Pentagon and has been reduced in pay, and his family is now going to suffer the results of it. Their housing, their bills, everything else is, they don't know how they're going to pay their bills right now. And I think it's a tragedy. And I know there are other soldiers out there that are questioning the war based upon their Christian beliefs or any kind of religious beliefs or belief as a human being that you don't take another life without just cause. And this is what Chris Gorman has done, and he has been on the forefront of this. He's the first soldier, as far as I know, who is a conscientious objector, who has been deployed to Iraq, who has spoken out about it. I do believe, and I've checked on this, that there is no other incident where a soldier has been deployed and then had an opportunity to tell everybody his story. So just listen to what Chris has to say. Don't judge him beforehand. Don't make any preconceived notions about him. Take his words as they are, a man of God believing that thou shalt not kill, and just let him describe what's going on. And if you hear his story, it will change you. Just the fact that the military is taking away all his pay and refusing to grant him his legal rights under the Geneva Convention as a non-combatant in combat is ridiculous. They're violating our own Geneva Convention charters that we're supposed to go by. The U.S. helped set up the Geneva Convention of 1947. The Nuremberg Trials of 1947 state that a soldier should not be involved in civilian death. And I'm going to read this for everybody out there who doesn't know it. In the 1947 Nuremberg Trials, the U.S. government held that there was a duty to resist carrying out crimes against humanity, defined as murder, extermination, enslavement, deportation, and other inhumane acts committed against the civilian population before or during the war, or persecutions on political, racist, or religious grounds. And this is coming from the GI Rights Hotline, and the number is 1-800-394-9544 for those here in the States. The overseas number is 215-563-4620. And what they do is they counsel soldiers on discharges, delayed entry program, discrimination, AWOL, unauthorized leave, harassment, conscientious objection, hazing, and a whole host of military things that the military doesn't seem to want to represent a soldier on. If you call the GI Rights line, they will give you simple advice. You don't have to give them your name. Everything is confidential. It's under lawyer's privilege. And any soldier out there that's having a problem or an issue or a thought, please give them a call. Especially if you're a Christian and you can kind of look at the fact that there's a lot of death and destruction going on. And as Chris Gorman says, it's against what his God, of his belief in the Christian faith that he believes in, says. And he doesn't understand how anybody else can say that God justifies killing in any way, shape, or form. So without further ado, I present Thought Bomb Radio, show number 2, Shock and Awe of the Mind, with Chris Gorman from Camp Khalsu, Iraq.
Coming to you live from your Thought Bomb Radio, Shock and Awe of the Mind.
A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death.